This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Exactly. Alhamdulillah. So that is silk, alhamdulillah. You know, alhamdulillah for the industrial revolution, right? We can wear these things now. Okay. The other topic is the clothing with pictures. All right, very interesting. Let us start maybe a little bit before the pictures on the clothes. Let's start with the pictures themselves. Yes? Oh boy, hot topic. Pictures themselves, what do we do with pictures? If you remember in the early 2000s, I'm old enough to remember this, some of you are too, mashallah, as well. This was a hot debate among the mashayikh. Can we take pictures or not with the cell phone? Do you remember that? How many of you remember that? Some of you do, yeah? Alhamdulillah. Right? Now, mashallah, every sheikh is posting a selfie on Instagram. Allahu Akbar. You see how the fatwa has evolved. It is like, I remember you take a picture and some brothers would step out of the picture. It's like, oh, I don't take pictures. Huh? Now, everybody's taking pictures and everybody's posting them on Instagram. It's not even a question to be asked. Okay? So what happened? Okay, here's what happens. The first thing is the picture. There are a hadith where the Prophet ﷺ is very strictly warning against making pictures and pictorial representations of animate objects. Okay, very important. Animate objects are ذَاتُ الْأَرْوَاحِ, that has a soul. Okay. And there's very, very stern ahadith about this, that the ones who make these pictures will be punished on the Day of Judgment, and the ones who are wearing them or have them in their homes, the angels don't enter those homes. You guys have heard of these ahadith? Yes, I don't have to repeat them. Correct. Alhamdulillah. These ahadith are, there's a context to this. These ahadith, and let's look at what this is referring to. I'm going to read you this this piece written on this topic. There's a lot of detail, but this paragraph summarizes it really well. Okay, it says, فَإِنْ كَانَتْ هَذِهِ الصُّور الْمَوْجُودَةُ مِمَّا لَا يُكْرَهُ إِبْقَاؤُهَا فِي الْبَيْتِ فَإِنَّهَا لَتَمْنَعُ دُخُولَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ وَذَلِكَ مِثْلُ الصُّور الْمُقَطَّعَةِ أَوْ الْمُهَانَةِ. All right, what does that mean? He says, this is from a fatwa of one of the mashayikh here, and this is actually quoting An-Nawawi and Ibn Hajar. He will quote An-Nawawi and Ibn Hajar later. He says that the pictures that are okay to be in the house, okay, they don't prevent the angels from entering the house. So there is a category of pictures that don't prevent the angels from entering your house, and thus it means that they are okay. They are all right. Okay, what are that? That is either one of two things. One, that the picture does not have a head. Okay, it's a picture without a head. So it's a picture of a person without a head. Maybe that not is not everybody's cup of tea. Okay, or the other one is al-muhana. The pictures that are, for lack of better transition, humiliated. Right? What does that mean? They're not venerated. They're not seen as something that is a loving veneration of that object. Okay? It is debased. It has little value. Okay, what does that mean? Okay. ذَلِكَ لِمَا فِي الصَّحِيحَيْنَ عَنْ عَيْشَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهَا قَالَتْ قَدِمَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مِنْ سَفَرْ وَقَدْ سَتَرْتُ بِقِرَامٍ لِي عَلَى سَهْوَةٍ لِي فيها تماثيل فلما رآه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم هتكه وقال أشد الناس عذابا يوم القيامة الذين يضاهون بخلق الله قالت فجعلناها وسادة أو وسادتين. This is in Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim. The Prophet came back from traveling, and Aisha رضي الله عنها had a قرام لي على سهوة لي فيها تماثيل. قرام here is it's like a curtain or an object similar to a curtain. So it had pictures on it. Okay, it had pictures on it. So the Prophet ﷺ was unhappy with that. He did not like to see this. And in fact, when he saw that, he said that the people who are punished most severely on the Day of Judgment are the ones who are trying to replicate the creation of Allah. Okay? The Prophet ﷺ did not like this cloth that had a animate object's picture on it. Okay? Now, what did Aisha radiallahu anha do? فَجَعَلَّهَا وِسَادَةً أَوْ وِسَادَتَيْنِ. She said that we made it into a wisada. Wisada is a pillow. So they made it into a pillow or two pillows. And that's the hadith. The idea being the picture that was on like a curtain or something that was venerated in a way, when it became a picture that is humiliated on a pillow, like you sit on it, you step on it, you sleep on it, yes? That did not become, that wasn't considered to be haram anymore. The Prophet ﷺ allowed that in his own house. Do you guys see the point here? Okay? It's not condoning making those pictures. That's a different conversation. What can you paint? What can you draw? That's not what we're discussing right now. Maybe we'll discuss that some other time. But the point is, what if you have something or you bought something that is an image? Yes? If it is venerated, not allowed. Not allowed. Okay? But if it is humiliated, but maybe another word for it is degraded. Yes, thank you. Jazakallah khair. Right? Then that is no problem. Okay? Because the problem with the picture is the veneration. Okay? I'll give you an example. How did you would think that a person would hang a picture on the wall? And it's just a picture. But in a generation, that picture will become a family memory. Yes? And it takes the place like, almost like a demigod in the house of that person. That's something that you could see, you could witness in people's homes. For example, there's family members I have who have a picture of their, grandfather. And if you touch that picture or move it, oh my goodness, you have like pinched a nerve or something. Like it's like yelling and screaming. We of course love our forefathers, our grandfathers, our parents. We love them, alhamdulillah. That's something we should do. But the picture has become such a object of contention. It is almost like it is venerated. And a generation later, it becomes what? Even more so. That slippery slope of shirk is what the Sharia shut. That door completely was shut so that that would not be a situation that arises inside the homes of the believers. Okay? And that is the reasoning behind it. So if there's pictures that don't serve that purpose, that is okay. I asked my sheikh about this. When I first read this in fiqh, I was like, sheikh, what is this? Because I never knew that. Right? He said, it's okay. He's like, if you have a Mickey Mouse blanket, it's okay. I was like, sheikh, I don't have Mickey Mouse blanket. What do you think I have? Just because I came from Canada doesn't mean I have a Mickey Mouse on my blanket, all right? But good to know. Thank you. But the idea remains. If it's something that is, degraded or debased, it is not a problem. So that's pictures. Okay. Now let's come to pictures on clothing. Pictures on clothing are generally a type of veneration. Generally, you would say this is a type of veneration. You're wearing someone's picture. You are probably admiring them. Yes or no? And even if you are not admiring them, you, at least you're not debasing them. They're on your chest. Yes? Right? Okay, great. I saw this one sister come to the masjid. She was wearing a picture. She was wearing a shirt that had Michael Jackson on it. I was like, what do I say to this lady? All right? But anyway, interesting choice of apparel. The point is that person is venerating the person on the picture. On their clothes, and as such, those pictures and those clothes are then impermissible to wear. Okay? That has a picture, ذاتِ arwah, that has a picture of something that is animate. Okay, if it is inanimate, or the head is cut, and again, I don't think the head cut is a little extreme for us here. Okay, but if it's inanimate, like the picture of like a some scenery or mountains or trees or anything else or artistic sketches or something that is the face is obfuscated, let's put it that way, like the face is not obvious, then that is okay. Okay, that is completely fine. There's no problem with that. Because that it itself does not represent what is impermissible in the deen. And this is again the hadith of the Prophet that Jibreel wanted to enter. فَقَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ ادْخُلْ. If Jibreel said, how can I enter in your house? فِي بَيْتِكَ سِتْرٌ فِيهِ تَصَاوِيرٌ. Your house has a curtain that has pictures. فَإِمَّا أَن تُقْطَعَ رُؤُوسُهَا أَوْ تُجْعَلَ بِسَاطًا يُوَطَّأ. Okay, he says, your house has a curtain that has pictures. How can we enter as angels that house? Either you cut the head of the person in the picture, right? Or obfuscate the face, right? So it's not a face. Or you make it into like a pillowcase or a, you know, pillow that is yuwatta. It's stepped on, it's sat on, etc., etc. فَإِنَّا مَعْشَرَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ لَا نَدْخُلُ بَيْتًا فِيهِ تَفَاصِيلٍ. Because us angels, we don't enter houses that have pictures. So because if the image is as such, head is not there, face is not there, or obfuscated, then that is completely permissible. There's no problem. And of course, anything that is not animate, that is also permissible, inshallah. Now, what about puma? Right? It looks like a puma, right? Actual like a tiger or puma, right? Whatever the animal category is. Help me out here, Dr. Noman. It's a feline, thank you. So that is not actually a picture of a feline, correct? Do you agree with that? If you think it is, then you don't wear it. Alright? If you think it's not, then you wear it, there's no problem. Because it's also a little bit of how you see it. Alright? What about other types of items that are on the clothes? For example, I have a jersey of Habib Nurmagomedov. I actually do, right? And it has a picture of a emblem of a bear on it. All right, because apparently from the Russians they have the bear. I don't know why. Okay, or maybe because he wrestled a bear. Maybe that's why they have an emblem of a bear. But it doesn't, like, if you don't know the story of why the bear is there, you can't even really say that's a bear. You could think of it like just like a cartoon, okay? So I think that's okay. I also have a Toronto Blue Jays shirt that has a Blue Jay on it. I think that's not okay to wear, like for Salah at least, okay? Because the Blue Jay in the Blue Jays picture is very obviously a blue jay. It's a very obvious animal. It's not like the Puma logo. It's not like the bear on the Habib jersey, right? It's a very obvious animal. And they make it very obvious because that's the name of the team, right? So, I would wear it with I would put a shirt on top, right? And then, khalas, that's it, right? You get to support your team and also be faithful to your deen, inshallah. Okay, get two in one. What about things like logos, like Nike? Is it okay to wear a shirt that has the swoosh logo on it? Yes or no? How many people say yes? I was like, please, don't say no. How many people say no? Okay, good, alhamdulillah. We don't have anybody saying no. And the correct answer, of course, is yes. Because the swoosh logo is just the logo. It doesn't represent anything. It's definitely not an animate object. And there is mythology, Greek mythology, that is behind the name Nike. Okay? But the Greek mythology is not what you are, representing. You're representing maybe the company, or maybe you just like their shoes, or you like their clothes, or whatnot. So it's not that, right? On a similar analogy, the scholars of Islamic finance allow you to purchase Nike stock. Okay? They say it's permissible to purchase Nike stock. If you're able to purchase a share of the company, make money from it, it is also permissible to buy the products of the company and wear it. Okay? That's another interesting way of looking at it, inshallah. Anything that has the ayat of Quran on it. Okay? That is something, there's some detail there. The ayat of Quran cannot be debased and they cannot be disrespected. Okay? ذَلِكَ وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ The Quran says, the one who venerates the symbols of Allah, that is because of the righteousness of their heart. So they should be, they can be on clothes, but those clothes have to, you have to make sure that you do not disrespect the words of Allah. Meaning that they are not tossed to the ground in a bad way, and they're not, you have to treat them more carefully, and more in a better way, inshallah. Okay, so those are some of the things. Questions about pictures on clothes or something else that I didn't maybe discuss. Yes, brother, what's your name? Sorry, Tafshin. Tafshin. Okay, Tafshin, go ahead. Okay, pick family pictures at home. You can have pictures in an album. You can have them in an album. You can have them put away. There's no issue there. There is, well, to be honest, like, the scholars are quite divided on this topic, okay? But from what I have studied, it seems like it is fine to have pictures that are closed book, okay? But to hang them on the wall, on a structure on a wall is where the problem arises. Inshallah. Jazakallah khair. Other question, Shaykh Abdullah. That's a very good question. Can you see the people's faces? If the face is clear, like, you can make, yeah, it's a. Okay, excellent question. The answer would be if the face is there, like, if, just imagine there's a picture and, like, there's a, you know, one of the people making tawaf looks at the cameraman and the picture is taken. Right? This is a... if you take pictures in the haram, you will see all types of, like, you know, interesting things. I have seen, mashallah, like, a whole host of hilarious images being taken in the haram, okay? So if that's the case, then clearly the person's face is there, and that would be impermissible. But if the person is there, obviously there's a person or people are there, but you cannot see their face, or the face is obfuscated, like, it's blurred because they're moving, right? Then inshallah, that should be okay, right? It is if the face exactly is visible, that's when the problem arises. Allahu a'lam. Other questions? Yes, but Ahnaf, and then we'll come. But the name is not a problem. The question is about jerseys. Someone's name's on the back. You know, yes, you are, you know, venerating the person, but it's not an image, right? The image is the problem. The name itself or the love of a person is, you know, that's not, like, necessarily haram, right? It could become haram if it becomes extreme love for an individual. But mostly it won't be. And that type of veneration is okay unless it's a pictorial representation of the person. Because, right? The picture is the one that is, you can say, like, it is a step closer to being an idol than a name or some writing. Right? The whole idea is what? These things were started off as pictures and nice things, eventually turned into gods of people. Right? Throughout history. So that is the door that Islam shut. You can see that in the Catholic tradition, you can see that in the Hindu tradition, you can see that all over the place. It starts with a picture, turns into an idol over time. And our deen completely shut that door, so that is never, you know, something that can happen. Right? So that's the intent. The name doesn't fit that bill, and that's why that should be okay. Wallahu alam. Question, brother. The polar bear. I don't know if I've seen it. I mean, it goes back to that. Like, if it's a polar bear's face, or it's very obvious that it's like a bear's face, that's problematic. But a shape like a bear is not a problem, just because it's the problem is the head and the face being visible and the picture being represented by that. Right? Wallahu a'lam. Hassan, you had a question. MashaAllah. You have a framed jersey on your wall? You're hoping one day you'll have a framed jersey on your wall? MashaAllah, Hassan. The frame jersey or anything that is, you know, nice, there's no problem with that. The problem is with the picture of a person. Okay? Inshallah. Sheikh Khalid. Yes. 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 The NBA logo? Yeah. What type of shirt is this? Sorry. Are you talking about the NBA logo? Oh, okay, okay. So, like the Jordan Air Jordan, for example, right? It's obviously Michael Jordan dunking, right? Like that's very obvious. That's the whole point of the logo. But it's not a picture, right? It's not an image of a person. It's a logo, right? Because if you see the logo, it's not like it doesn't have eyes and it's not like Jordan's face is there. It's just a silhouette of him dunking, for example. So that should be okay because again, if like the hadith says, إِلَّا أَن تُقْطَعَ رَأْسُهَا أَوْ رُؤُوسُهَا or تُجَعَ الْوِسَادَ, right? If the head, the idea being the face represents a picture, right? Yeah. Perfect. Exactly. If it's a face where the eyes and the features are visible or it's, you know, barely visible, then yes, that's not allowed. But if it's a silhouette or a logo, right? Or the picture, the face is obfuscated, like it's blurred because they're like moving around the Kaaba, for example, then that's not a problem, inshallah. Jazakallah khair. Let's just Maaz and then we'll come around. Maaz, yes. Yes. I mean that's all. Yeah. Those things are you can't help it, right? And again, those are not necessarily like things that you hang on the wall to venerate, right? Yeah. So if you are praying in an area and then there is like someone's image, then it is recommended that like that should not be right in front of you, right? You move it out of the way or something, and then you pray. It is not acceptable in that manner. It is not appropriate, sorry, to be in that situation, right? But the idea of any product that has an image or anything as such, it's all about veneration, and that's really what it comes down to. Allahu a'lam. There was one other question. Sorry, brother, what's your name again? Inayat, brother Inayat, yes. Emojis and stuff are okay because they're not, like, they're cartoonish representations, right? They're not actual, like, faces of people, right? Ahmad, you had a question, yes. That it has what, sorry? A bronco. Like, is it a picture of a bronco or is it like a silhouette of a bronco? Yeah. I mean, see, the blue jay is like, they actually have the eyes of the blue jay, have the nose, the beak of the blue jay, not the nose, right? They have everything very visible, right? There's like certain blue jay logos that are just a silhouette. Broncos, like the Denver Bronco logo, even though it's a horse, it's a silhouette. Right? So if you have that should be okay, right? But if it's an actual horse, like, you know, face of a horse or something, then maybe that's something else. But at the end of the day, you're just using it for your sports team, right? You play your game in it and you're done. So that's also not a problem. And even if you are, you can always wear something on top when you have to pray. The question here is about wearing something like this specifically for salah, right? You can have something like this in certain circumstances, but for salah, it is to be covered up. Does that make sense, inshallah? Barakallahu fik. Yeah, Dr. Rahman. Excellent question. I do have a picture on the first screen of my daughter's. digital images are not what the ahadith of pictures is talking about. Because they are, as you can see, I can turn it off. Right? It's gone. Right? It, that reality, they're pixels. Light turns on, they're there. Light turns off, they're not there. Okay? So, they are not considered to be pictures that the ahadith are speaking about. Even if, of course, there is some love and veneration, it's not the same as being hung on a wall and literally raised up in the house. It's different still. So the different, it's the, loving someone or venerating someone is, it's acceptable. Of course, in fact, very highly recommended in many circumstances, like with your family, yes? But when I say veneration here, it's about like the person is on their way up to becoming like a demigod of sorts. That's where the problem lies. And the images on the walls are a first step towards that. Does that make sense to you? Picture in the wall, it's okay because it's closed book. Anything that's closed book, there's no problem with that. Okay? Closed book stuff, because it's, again, put away or in a place, that's not a problem. Even the phone, you can kind of think of it as a closed book, because when you close the phone, it's closed, right? But the picture on the wall remains there, right? It's almost like it's